If you look at the definition for the word classic, you come up with something that has stood the test of time. What we call classical music comes from a European-derived reverence for music of Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, and others. But where does timeless ethnic music of other cultures fit in? Under the leadership of music director Scott Turrell, the Lexington Philharmonic has been exploring all the possibilities for producing what also might be called art music. Music that not only stands the test of time, but is written and performed at a very high level, regardless of the country of origin. Next week, the Philharmonic will produce a series of performances featuring the tango opera Maria del Buenos Aires of Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla. Rather than performing the work in a large symphony hall, the orchestra moves into the downtown Arts Center for a rather intimate staging of this masterwork. Music director Scott Turrell.
It's a piece that's been around for a long time, but in the last 20, more people have taken the piece up in a concert situation because the music is so strong. The thing that's attractive about it is for such a very small group of instruments, the breadth of expressiveness is enormous. He is able to draw not only dynamic contrast, but color contrast, tempo contrast. The bandoneon is almost like a breathing, very much a breathing instrument that has a very unique color that when paired with certain instruments really can change things. Because of the size of the orchestra that's required, if there was ever a place that it could be staged, it would have to be in an intimate setting where the music and the audience would have to be very close in proximity. It's not a concert hall piece.
Goteaban un absorto prestigio de glicinas.
Since Turrell's arrival 3 years ago, the Philharmonic has been using the space at the Downtown Arts Center for single concert, informal chats, and performance of their regular concert music. This show will not only bring in professionals from around the country to help stage the tango opera, but will be specifically tailored for the more intimate space of the Downtown Arts Center. LexArts Director Jim Clark.
Having that proximity to the artists, and especially with symphonic music, you don't get that close to musicians, so this is a very different experience. And I think that's where this project in particular presents the exact kind of art that we want. We want to use that space to do something different, to play with the space, and that's going to help create an audience that wants more adventuresome work. Our goal is to get the place used and to bring a level of artistic inquiry and curiosity that I think fits in a university town. The other thing especially fruitful in this is having somebody like John coming in from Fort Worth and working with my staff at the Downtown Arts Center so that on the technical side they see what this kind of artist requires from them technically, and then that's going to build a more competent staff that can work with other artists and anticipate their needs and be able to respond. And because we are a university town, we have a lot of interns that are going to be able to work with these artists and gain invaluable insight into the creative process.
A stage manager, narrator, and two singers will join a condensed orchestra from the Philharmonic for this not often performed complete staging of that tango opera, the form the composer originally had in mind while exploring the rich textures and sonorities of this unique dance.
In Piazzolla's case, the tango is generally a very simple dance. It's a harmonic underpinning with a simple melody and usually a rhythm that kind of drives whatever the impetus is at that particular moment. But Piazzolla took it to the next level. There are times where it's in five-part counterpoint, where there's a melody going on, but in five different instruments. And at the same time, there's rhythm counterpoint, not just in the percussion, but where the string instruments are playing a rhythmic pattern, and he begins stacking the rhythms and creating almost a whole rhythmic banda, a layering of rhythms. And so if you went from a form that was more or less among the streets and quite simple that people liked to all of a sudden this nouveau level and this highly, it is very complex music at times. And to the ear, I imagine that was quite disturbing in the 1950s and 60s when tango was having its heyday.
What Piazzolla did was taking this traditional music that was straightforward, that people danced to, so it was basically a form of street entertainment, and artified it by making it much more complex, But it also gets back to the complexity of the original tango. It's a very complex dance, and at times almost looks like a fight, if done correctly, that there's this pushing and pulling going on that creates a very uncomfortable dynamic, yet when done well, is a very beautiful yet challenging thing to watch. That you can only get in an intimate environment. That's the other aspect, I think, of what is going on now in art making, contemporary art making practices, is gravitating toward the intimate.
Due to popular demand, the Philharmonic has added performances of this intimate setting of Astor Piazzolla's Maria de Buenos Aires at the Downtown Art Center. The concert is yet another unique step in the Philharmonic's development, one that they see as being critical to help lead the cultural life in Lexington.
We present an array of programs, and I don't even like to use the word orchestral, because I think that, again, we have the resources of all of these players and instruments to really create a broad spectrum of any number of sort of events. And I think we have found the more sort of creative and the more we sometimes step out is what's actually been responded to often the strongest in the community. We are an arts organization that must continue to evolve and push the community forward. That's what our role is. Otherwise, you know, we're just a historical preservation society.
The Lexington Philharmonic stages Astor Piazzolla's Maria de Buenos Aires next week at the Downtown Arts Center. For more information, their website is lexphil.org. For Arts Weekly, I'm Roger Duval. Perdido.